The Lizard's Bite by David Hewson. Narrated by Saul Reichlin.
Part 1. The Inferno. 1. In the shifting darkness of the vessel's bowels, low over the undulating black water, the dog waited, trembling. The man, the much-loved man, his master, worked around him, puzzled by the creature's fear, clucking sounds of consolation, not noticing events on the quayside above. Men possessed, the animal understood, a weaker, coarser form of consciousness. Sometimes it seemed they scarcely noticed the presence of blood at all. For a moment the black breath of the Sirocco eased. The Isola degli Arcangeli, small, solitary, shining in the brief glimpse of moonlight, was still. Then the night wind returned, more fierce and relentless than before. The fragile frame of the grandiose palazzo shook beneath the onslaught. Shards of brittle glass tumbled from shutters half-finished by the restoration men only the day before. Close by, clouds of sandy dust raked the golden stone of the Arcangeli's mansion, hammering at the ornate windows of the exaggerated first-floor viewpoint arching out over the lagoon. On the other side of the palazzo, in the foundry, once the mother lode of the clan's fortunes, the blast chased down the single-funnel chimney, emerging to find every last corner, probing for some weakness, like a giant from the world beyond, breathing into a fragile paper bag, rattling the high rickety doors, bending the misshapen glass roof with its brittle span of supporting ancient timbers. The summer gale from the Sahara had been over the city for 3 days, rarely pausing in its relentless progress north. Dry, choking dust lurked in its belly, working its way into the crevices of the fornace, disturbing the precious processes working inside, looking for something clean and bright and perfect to despoil. The daily yield of good glass, which had never been on target of late, was as low as it had ever been. Disturbance was everywhere. Dust devils swirled over the canals and chased each other in and out of the island's constricted alleys. Beyond Murano, across the lagoon in Venice proper, churning black water lapped insistently over the stonework at the edge of the Piazza San Marco. The August storm had taken away the month's familiar, enervating, humid heat, and put something alien in its place. Even now, at just after 2 in the morning, under the frank gaze of a full moon stained rust-colored by the storm, the lagoon...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?